synes, han sad ned eller stod op. Fordi jeg siger til Peter, at nu gør vi ligesom som Jesus.
Okay, can you hear? You can hear me. I can hear myself. How many people know?
Den er tændt nu.
Okay. What's happening?
Knud, kan du sætte noget lyd på mig?
Let me know when I can.
Der er vist. Ja. Yeah. I think so. Kan I høre, hvad jeg siger?
Am I too loud?
Fint. Nej, det er fint.
Do I need this?
Ja.
Okay. How many people know that things change?
Hvor mange har lagt mærke til, at tingene forandrer sig?
The things that you don't expect to ever happen.
Det, som I ikke forventer nogensinde vil ske, det ændrer sig.
It was in 2012.
I 2012.
That I first met Jutta.
Der mødte jeg først Jutta.
Jutta's the German lady at the back.
Jutta.
And Jutta's going to come out in a moment.
Hun kommer frem om lidt og fortæller
now,
lidt.
I've only got 40 minutes, Jutta.
Jeg har kun 40 minutter, så du må gøre det kort.
Jutta. Come and see here. See, she thinks I'd, she doesn't know I speak German. I keep it. She's going to tell you how things change.
Hun vil fortælle jer om, hvordan tingene har forandret sig.
And what can change for her can change for you also.
Og det, der har forandret sig for jer, det kan også forvandle sig for
jer. Yes, I met you in 2010.
Jeg mødte dig i 2010.
Yes. I just was a widow.
Jeg var enke.
And I was at the point in my life where I thought, how will it go on? Every plan we had with the death of my husband were cut down, and I was very desperate.
Jeg var på et punkt, hvor at alt var ligesom ramlet sammen i forbindelse med, at min mand var død, så jeg var desperat.
And I heard about the prophetic meeting with Peter Barnes. I didn't know him.
Jeg hørte, at der skulle være et profetisk møde med Peter Barnes. Jeg kendte ham ikke.
And I thought, it doesn't matter. I must know desperately know how it goes on with my life.
Og jeg er ligeglad. Altså, jeg vil bare helt desperat vide, hvordan skal det gå med mit liv.
And I'm prepared to suffer everything.
Jeg er klar til at lide hvad som helst.
Because I had nothing to lose.
Der var ikke noget at tabe.
So, and we were gathering at a meeting in the Netherlands with 120 prophets.
Og vi var på et møde i Holland med 120 profeter.
And in the middle of this church was a red carpet.
Og midt i kirken, der var sådan en rød løber.
And Peter asked people who today. This evening is a very important evening because I ask you, are you prepared to suffer everything? And only the one who really is wants to suffer everything is allowed
surrender.
To surrender. Yes, sorry.
Yeah.
Surrender everything. He is allowed to come onto this red carpet. And it was really a holy moment.
Og Peter, han spurgte så, er I parat til at overgive alt? Og det er kun dem, der virkelig er parat til at overgive alt, der må gå frem på den her røde løber. Det er et helligt øjeblik.
And he said, if there will come somebody who is not allowed to come.
Og hvis nogen kommer ud på løberen, som ikke bør køre det.
I will say he has to go away. I will not.
Så vil jeg sige, at den person skal gå væk igen.
There were a lot of people who came onto the red carpet.
Der var mange, der kom frem på den røde løber.
And with me, shall I die? I will die. I will go because I want to know it now, and what I want to give everything, and I want to know how it goes on with my life.
Og jeg tænkte, ja, altså skal jeg dø, så kan jeg lige så godt dø nu. Jeg vil vide, jeg er klar til at overgive det hele, og jeg vil vide, hvad skal der ske med mit liv.
And I waited nearly, I was nearly the last one. I thought I was the last one, but afterwards I knew it. I was the last woman, and in behind me there was the last man waiting till the last moment.
Og jeg troede faktisk jeg var den sidste, men bagefter så fandt jeg ud af at jeg var den sidste kvinde, yes. Men der var en mand bag ved mig som ventede i allersidste øjeblik.
And in front of me nothing, nobody was left, only I was standing there behind, like there at the door, and Peter was standing here like a rock.
Der var ikke nogen af dem, der flyttede sig foran, og jeg stod sådan langt nede, og Peter stod som en klippe op midt i det hele.
And he looked at me, and he didn't say anything.
Så kiggede han på mig, og han sagde ikke noget.
My heart was falling down, really. And I felt really the heaviness of the Holy Spirit.
Det berørte virkelig mit hjerte, og jeg følte en tyngde af Helligånden.
And in this moment.
Og på det øjeblik.
And then he began to say, he looked at me and he was pointing at me. You're a woman of God.
Så kiggede han på mig og pegede på mig og sagde, du Guds kvinde.
And then he prayed for me and was talking about my life, what will come, and I was very encouraged, and I wanted this, and I said, I will go this way, no matter what it will cost.
Og så bad han over mig, og jeg blev meget begejstret, og jeg sagde, ja, jeg vil gå den vej, uanset hvad det koster.
And I couldn't imagine that I would be here one day.
Og jeg kunne slet ikke forestille mig, at jeg skulle stå her en dag.
Ja. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Not only is she now in almost full-time ministry with me.
Det er ikke alene det, at hun nu er i nærmest fuldtidstjeneste sammen med mig.
It is because of Jutta that we God opened doors for Germany, Austria and Romania.
Og på grund af Jutta, der har vi fundet åbne døre i Tyskland, Østrig og Rumænien.
Iran and Armenia.
Iran og Armenien.
And soon to Spain.
Og snart skal vi til Spanien.
Because of Jutta's contacts.
På grund af de kontakter Jutta har.
And the man that she's with.
Og den mand hun er sammen med.
I prophesied to him that God was going to provide him with a wife.
Så havde jeg profeteret over ham, at Gud ville sørge for en hustru til ham.
So I called that wife in.
Så den her hustru måtte jeg jo sørge for at kalde ind.
And it was lovely to see the two of them at the back holding hands as they were singing.
Og det er dejligt at se, når de sidder nede bag i og holder hænder.
But if you listen carefully, she said, I had to surrender everything.
Og hvis du nu lytter seriøst til det, så sagde hun, jeg var nødt til at overgive alt.
Now many of you know that last year on the 17th of December My wife went to be with the Lord.
Mange af jer ved, at sidste år, den 17. september, der
december,
der tog min hustru hjem til Herren.
And I was with her when she went.
Jeg var sammen med hende, da hun forlod os.
And as she was as she was dying.
Og da hun døde.
I was telling her how much I love her and how much my daughter loves her and how much my granddaughter loves her.
Så fortalte jeg hende, hvor meget jeg elskede hende, og hvor meget vores datter elsker hende, og vores barnebarn elsker hende.
And I was telling her how, because of God bringing us together.
Og jeg fortalte hende, at fordi Gud havde bragt os sammen.
When I cried out to God as a young man of 23 years old.
Da jeg råbte til Gud som en ung mand på 23.
Lord, would you provide me with a wife? Lord, I want to be married.
Herre, vil du sørge for en hustru til mig? Herre, jeg ønsker at blive gift.
And God said, stop looking, I will provide you with a wife.
Så sagde Gud til mig, stop med selv at se efter. Jeg vil sørge for en hustru til dig.
How many people know that when God provides you with something, he knows all the answers.
Hvor mange af jer ved, at når Gud sørger for noget til dig, så kender han alle svarene.
And it was because of my wife that I was able to come here and to be with you.
Og det var på grund af min hustru, at jeg var i stand til at komme her og være sammen med jer.
And we've had some experiences, haven't we?
Og vi har nu haft nogle erfaringer sammen, nogle oplevelser. Kan I huske, da vi var hjemme hos Knud og Tove?
And we were, you know, the Lord said, tell them about the woman with the issue of blood.
Ja, kan I huske, da vi var hos Knud og Tove, det med der var, og hvordan Gud sagde, fortæl dem om kvinden med blødninger.
And from her perspective.
Fortæl det fra hendes synsvinkel.
We were both in tears.
Vi var vi havde tårer i øjnene.
And we could feel the pain that she had. Do you remember that
pain? Yeah, I do. Yeah. Yeah. Vi kunne simpelthen føle den smerte, som kvinden havde.
We have had some very important times just being associated with this church.
Vi har haft nogle meget vigtige stunder sammen ved at være knyttet til hinanden som kirker.
How many of you know that I'm actually a member of this church?
Hvor mange af jer ved, at jeg faktisk er medlem her i kirken?
I'm the worst attender.
Og den der er dårligst til at komme til gudstjenesterne.
But I can call this home.
Men jeg kan sige, at det her er mit hjem.
Since my wife has gone to be with the Lord.
Efter at min hustru er taget hjem til Herren.
There's been a transformation in my life.
Så har det forvandlet mit liv.
And it isn't just the fact that I'm now alone.
Det er ikke bare det faktum, at nu er alene uden hende.
God has changed me in a way that has enhanced the ministry that he has given me.
Gud har også forvandlet mig på en måde, som har udvidet den tjeneste, han har givet mig.
And I'm coming into the place of fulfillment of the prophecy which he gave me more than 40 years ago.
Og jeg begynder at komme ind i opfyldelsen af den profeti, som han gav mig for mere end 40 år siden.
And that word was that he would use me in the last revival before he returns.
Og det var, at han ville bruge mig i den sidste vækkelse, inden han kommer tilbage.
Now whether he returns tonight or next week.
Om han nu kommer tilbage i aften eller næste uge, det ved vi ikke.
We don't know when he will return.
Vi ved ikke, hvornår det bliver.
But it says that we will know the season.
Men der står jo, at vi vil kende tiden.
And just as you know when you're cold,
og ligesom,
that is the season of winter.
Og ligesom du ved, når du fryser, at så er det vinter.
I can feel the breeze of the Holy Spirit.
Så kan jeg føle åndens vind.
That's telling me he's coming again soon.
Hvor han siger til mig, han kommer meget snart.
I think I told you last time I was here that God asked me, are you willing to die for me?
Jeg tror, at sidste gang jeg var her, fortalte jeg jer, at Gud havde sagt, at du er villig til at dø for mig.
And I said, yes, but I want to make conditions.
Og jeg sagde ja, men på nogle betingelser.
I don't want to die of old age. I don't want to be killed.
Jeg vil ikke dø af alderdom, og jeg vil ikke dræbes.
I don't want to be in an accident. I don't want to have a sickness.
Jeg har ikke lyst til at være i en ulykke eller at være syg.
So can we make an agreement that when you take me home, I'm proclaiming your name. Your name is on my lips.
Kan vi ikke lave en aftale, Gud, om at når du tager mig hjem, så skal det være mens jeg forkynder dit navn.
Last Saturday in Linz.
Sidste lørdag i Linz i Østrig.
Remember that, Jutta?
Kan du huske det, Jutta?
I was talking to a little home group of people.
Så talte jeg til en lille hjemmegruppe af folk.
And I drank some water and I couldn't breathe.
Og så drak jeg noget vand, og så kunne jeg ikke få vejret.
I know what it is to be asphyxiated.
Jeg ved godt, hvad det er at få noget galt i halsen.
Because it's happened to me many times.
Det har jeg oplevet mange gange.
And it, I had Keith and Jean sitting next to me, and Jutta was was in there as well.
Keith og Jean var lige ved siden af mig, og Jutta var tæt på os.
And I had this mixed feeling inside of me. Oh, I'm dying.
Og så havde jeg den der meget blandede følelse inde i, ah, jeg er ved at dø, det er nu.
And it was really like that.
Og det var virkelig som om, at det var det, der skulle til at ske.
Can you imagine that?
Kan I forestille jer det?
It was terrible.
Det var skrækkeligt.
But then on the other side.
Men på den anden side.
I was rejoicing, hallelujah, I'm going home, I'm going home.
Så jublede jeg og sagde, hallelujah, jeg skal hjem, jeg skal hjem.
The mixture of the two. One, how are they going to tell my daughter? And the other, praise the Lord, I'm going home.
Det var på den ene side, hvordan får de sagt det til min datter, og på den anden side, juhu, jeg skal hjem.
There's a verse which I want to share with you.
Og jeg vil gerne dele et vers med jer.
And it's very relevant to what is going to be happening here in this church.
Og det er meget relevant for det, der vil ske her i menigheden.
So if you're a member of this church, you need to listen very carefully.
Så sørg for at huske det her ord meget omhyggeligt.
Who can remember when I, oh, it must have been two or three years ago, I came to a Friday night meeting just like this.
Kan I huske, for 2-3 år siden kom jeg sådan til et fredagsmøde ligesom her i aften.
And I was just standing just over there. I think it was just over there.
Og jeg stod derovre.
And it was just after, Fleming and Greta moved into the flat.
Og det var lige.
They'd only been here a little while.
Det var lige efter, at Greta og Fleming var de havde været her i en. De var lige kommet hertil. To år, ja.
And I said, we need to cast out the nets.
Og så sagde jeg, vi er nødt til at kaste nettene ud.
Not just to cast out the nets.
Ikke bare kaste nettene ud.
We have to have a prophetic action in. Who can remember that?
Nej. So we Hvem kan huske det? Det er en profetisk handling.
You were here for that. Okay, praise the Lord. We had to throw the nets out.
So vi
physically
skulle
do that.
Kaste de her net ud. Vi skulle fysisk gøre det.
And I believe it was after that we started to get refugees coming in.
Og jeg tror, at det var efter vi havde kastet nettene ud, at der begyndte at komme mange flygtninge.
Because there was a prophetic activation.
Fordi der var en profetisk aktivering.
I want to tell you about another prophetic activation.
Og nu vil jeg fortælle jer om en anden profetisk aktivering.
I'm saying this for a reason.
Jeg siger det med en grund.
Because if you are willing,
fordi hvis du er villig,
just as much as Jutta was willing on that day,
lige så meget som Jutta var villig den dag,
if you are willing to say, Lord, I am desperate for you.
Hvis du er parat til at sige, Herre, jeg er desperat for dig.
There is nothing else, but I need you.
Intet andet, jeg har brug for dig.
God, you see, God will take you at your word.
Så vil Gud tage dig på ordet.
You can only get from God, the more you release of yourself, the more that you will get from God.
Og du kan kun få noget fra Gud, hvis du slipper dit eget. Jo mere du slipper dig selv, jo mere kan Gud give dig.
And so I was in the I was in Austria.
Jeg var i Østrig.
And a man and his wife came to me.
Så kom der en mand og hans hustru op til mig.
And said God has told me to do something. Can you tell me what it is?
Gud har sagt, jeg skal gøre noget. Vil du sige mig, hvad det er?
Who wants to be a prophet?
Hvem vil gerne være profet?
And it's not the first time that's happened.
Og det er faktisk ikke bare første gang, det er sket.
So I said, God's told you to build a church in Linz.
Gud siger til dig, eller Gud har sagt til dig, at du skal bygge en kirke i Linz.
And it would seat about 3,000 people.
Og der skulle kunne være omkring 3,000
5,000. Okay, 5,000 people. That's my God.
Sådan er min Gud.
That's my God.
Yeah. Sådan er min Gud.
Wow.
Wow. 5,000.
Even I'm surprised.
Jeg blev set overrasket.
So, he said, that's right.
Det er rigtigt, sagde han.
And I said, I can see on the map.
Og jeg kan se på kortet.
There is a plot of land like a triangle.
Der er en grund, der er ligesom trekantet.
And they said, that's exactly where it is.
Ja, det er præcis der,
so
det er.
We went to the land.
Så vi tog ud og så grunden.
Where this was. And all there was a big building site. There were buildings there.
Og det eneste, der var, det var en stor byggegrund.
And I didn't know how much it cost at the time.
Og jeg vidste ikke på det tidspunkt, hvor meget det ville koste.
But for the land itself, it was something like 4.8 million euro.
Men grunden i sig selv kostede noget omkring 40,8 millioner euro. 4,8, undskyld.
Million.
Millioner euro.
Is that a lot of money?
Det skal ganges med 7,5.
More money than I've got.
Det er i hvert fald flere penge, end jeg har.
But not more money than I have access to.
Men det er ikke flere penge, end jeg har adgang til.
And so the Lord said to me, claim this building site.
Så sagde Herren til mig, kræv dette, denne her grund.
And something came upon me about prophetic activation.
Og der kom noget over mig omkring det med profetisk at aktivere noget.
And I had at that time two walking sticks.
Og på det tidspunkt gik jeg med to stokke.
And the Lord said, go on the ground that you are claiming to possess that land.
Du skal betræde den jord, som du siger, at den skal de eje.
Who can guess what I did next?
Hvad kan I forestille jer, hvad jeg gjorde derefter?
You know, Knud.
Du ved det godt, Knud.
I went. Is this the land?
Hvis nu at det var stedet her.
Are you sure I'm on the land?
Jeg sagde, er du sikker, det er det område?
Yes. I took my walking stick and I went like that.
Så satte jeg simpelthen min stok i jorden og sagde, at jeg kræver det her land.
Moses hit the rock.
Lige så meget som Moses, da han slog på klippen.
I took possession of that land.
Jeg tog det her stykke land i besiddelse.
Then he said, when will we have that land?
Så sagde han til mig, hvornår får
and
vi det stykke
Christmas
ejendom?
On the building.
Så jeg ligesom julelys på bygningen.
And so I said, it will be yours by Christmas.
Så sagde jeg, den bliver jeres ved juletid.
And it was his in September.
Han fik det i september.
And in December, his mother, this man's mother, went to the building and put Christmas lights on the building to fulfill that prophetic word.
Og i december tog hans mor hen og satte julelys på bygningen for at opfylde profetien.
And now there's an even greater miracle that happened.
Og nu er der endda sket et endnu større mirakel.
And I only found out about it this evening.
Og jeg har først fået det at vide her i aften.
Jutta, would you like to shout it out?
Jutta, kan du ikke råbe det ud?
Because I've only just found out. Just do it from there.
I december skulle han underskrive papirerne, og han underskrev papirerne på det tidspunkt, uden at have pengene. Han underskrev det i tro, og i en aften kom pengene. Wow.
Wow. I wish you could meet these people.
Jeg vil ønske, I kunne møde de her mennesker.
I wish you could meet them.
Jeg vil ønske, I kunne møde dem.
They're just normal people.
Det er helt almindelige mennesker.
Ordinary people.
Helt almindelig.
Just like you and just like
ligesom I er.
But we have an extraordinary God.
Men vi har en ekstraordinær Gud.
So God has given me a verse for you.
Gud har givet mig et vers til jer.
And it's from Isaiah.
And it's from. No, ja, det er fra Isaiah.
Chapter 12.
Kapitel 12.
And I'm going to read the verse at the moment.
Og jeg vil læse det om et øjeblik.
Remember when I said we have to make an activation of casting out the nets?
Kan I huske, da jeg sagde, vi må aktivere, vi må kaste de her net ud?
One of the things God has taught me is prophetic activation. Let me correct that.
Yeah. En af de ting.
One of the things that God is teaching me.
En af de ting Gud underviser mig om er.
Is the importance of prophetic activation.
Er vigtigheden af profetisk at aktivere noget.
Last night we were in a meeting with Pastor Jens in Møn.
I aftes, der var vi på Møn hos Pastor Jens.
And Preben got in the way.
Preben kom i vejen.
While he was there, I had a quick word for him.
Jeg fik et hurtigt ord til ham.
Just a quick word.
Bare et hurtigt ord.
And it was, Preben, I could see on the corner of all the roads in this area.
Preben, jeg kan se, at på alle vejhjørner, gadehjørner,
like a hydrant, like a fire hydrant. You know what that is? Like a tap, water.
Nå, så er der en brandhane.
And it is flowing and flowing and flowing, and it is flooding across here.
Og der løber vand ud, og det løber, og det løber, og det oversvømmer her, området her.
Yeah, flooding this area.
Det oversvømmer området her.
I'm just remembered about when this person came out the temple, they were up to their ankles with the water.
Jeg husker fra Bibelen, hvordan at
profeten
kom ud, og så stod han i vand til anklerne, så kom det til knæene, så kom det op til hoften, og det næste var, at han skulle svømme i vandet.
When God gives you provision, when God gives you provision of water, it will be like Noah's flood.
Når Gud han sørger for vand, så bliver det som en oversvømmelse. Der vil være rigeligt.
And I'm coming back to that in a moment.
Jeg vender tilbage til det om et øjeblik.
I saw this whole area was flooded with water.
Jeg så hele området her var oversvømmet med vand.
Today I had the pleasure of spending some time with Knud.
I dag havde jeg fornøjelsen af at bruge noget tid sammen med Knud.
And he reminded me of a prophetic word that Tove had.
Og han mindede mig om et profetisk ord, som Tove havde haft.
Where there were flowers, different flowers coming into this.
Hvor der var forskellige blomster, der ligesom kom ind her.
What do flowers need to grow?
Hvad har blomster brug for at vokse?
Water.
Hvad?
Even though Tove's gone to be with the Lord.
Selvom Tove er taget hjem til Herren.
Her words are still living today.
Så lever de ord, hun har udtalt i dag.
And they can be fulfilled tonight.
De kan blive opfyldt i aften.
Who believes that God is able?
Hvem tror Gud er i stand til det? Amen. Amen.
Isaiah.
Isaiah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 12.
Isaiah 12.
Verse 3.
Vers 3.
Therefore, with joy will you draw water from the wells of salvation.
I skal øse vand med glæde af frelsens kilder.
Let me tell you about wells.
Lad mig fortælle jer om kilder eller brønde.
They bring out natural. Good wells will bring out the natural water.
En god kilde vil springe med godt vand, som Gud har sørget for.
And we read and we talk about to opening the wells.
Vi læser om, vi taler om at genåbne kilderne.
And it talks about unblocking the wells.
Der tales om, at vi skal fjerne det, der blokerer kilderne.
You know, if you put rocks into a well, what happens?
Ved I, hvad der sker, hvis man putter sten ned i en kilde?
Okay, let's put it another way.
Lad os sige det på en anden måde.
If you block up your drain pipe, if you put in your drain pipe super glue and you put something like a tennis ball in your drain pipe, what will happen?
Hvad sker der, hvis du tager nedløbsrøret og putter lim og en tennisbold ned i? Hvad sker der så?
It will not be able to come through.
Så kan der ikke løbe vand ned igennem det.
The water is already there.
Vandet er der.
But it's being blocked by rocks and by rubble and
by
everything else. Men det bliver
stoppet af blokke eller sten eller småsten.
And what causes the rocks and the rubble and all these things?
Hvad er det, der danner den her blokering af småsten og klipper?
Neglect.
Det er, at man negligerer noget.
And you could easily add to that by saying, well, because of the wrong spirit and because of the wrong attitude. I'm not going into that.
Du kan sige, nå, om det er noget med en dårlig indstilling eller en dårlig ånd, men det går jeg slet ikke ind i.
What I'm saying is, there is a well in this place that needs to be unblocked.
Der er en kilde på dette sted, siger jeg, og den har brug for at blive genåbnet.
The water is there.
Vandet er der.
It's fresh.
Det er friskt.
And it's the world of salvation.
Det er frelsens kilde.
People getting saved, people getting healed, people
mennesker, der bliver frelst, helbredt, genoprettet.
People. People coming to know and love and to know the relationship of the love of Christ in their lives.
Mennesker, der kommer til at kende og mærke Kristi kærlighed.
And I want to ask you.
Og jeg vil spørge dig.
Have you got a rock in your life that's blocking up a well of salvation?
Er der en blokering af frelsens kilde i dit liv?
Because tonight I mean business.
Fordi i aften, der vil jeg tale alvorligt.
What I did for that building.
Det jeg gjorde med den bygning.
Where they're going to have a church of 5,000.
Hvor de får en kirke nu til 5,000.
I have already booked a conference for 1,500 teenagers.
Jeg har allerede bestilt en konference til 1,500 teenager, når det bliver bygget færdigt.
I'm going to make an activation tonight.
Jeg vil gerne aktivere noget her i aften.
Because God has told me to.
Fordi Gud har sagt det til mig.
Whether you like it or not.
Uanset om du vil have det eller ej.
I will say this.
Jeg vil godt sige.
When the water begins to gush.
Når vandet begynder at strømme ud.
You better make sure that you're in the right place, because otherwise you'll be washed away.
Så sørg for at være på rette sted, så ikke du bliver vasket væk.
There is.
Ved du det med at høre, lytte til
ånden?
Hvordan du kan se ting i ånden eller høre noget i ånden?
I can hear like the vibrating under the ground of water waiting to gush.
Jeg kan høre vibrationerne i undergrunden af vand, der bare venter på at kunne strømme ud.
I'm not trying to trick you or to convince you.
Jeg prøver ikke at nære jer eller overbevise jer.
This is my church.
Det her, det er min kirke.
I have a responsibility to this church.
Jeg er ansvarlig over for denne kirke.
I may not attend very often, but I have a responsibility to give what I can to this church.
Det kan godt være, jeg ikke deltager særlig ofte, men jeg har et ansvar for at give til denne menighed.
And tonight,
og i aften,
with or without your permission,
med eller uden din tilladelse,
I'm going out there.
Så går jeg derud.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. The man I love.
Det er manden, jeg holder af.
Oh, this is an active. I know what this is.
Jeg ved, hvad det her er.
It's called, what's the expression? You're an engineer, Ivan. It's to, when you put water into a well to get the pressure up.
Ah, det er når du pumper, pumper vand ned i brønden for at øge trykket.
Pardon? That's right. So I'm doing a drink this, so I'm ready.
Så tager jeg lige noget, og så er jeg klar.
Is that why you gave it to me?
Var det derfor, du gav det til mig?
At least he's honest. Okay. Some people.
Der er altså nogle mennesker.
My attitude to revival has changed.
Min holdning over for vækkelse har ændret sig.
I used to think of ministering to thousands of people.
Førhen tænkte jeg, jeg kommer til at betjene tusinder af mennesker.
Faceless people, saved, healed, restored, set free.
Utallige mennesker, der bare bliver frelst og helbredt og genoprettet og sat i frihed.
God has changed that.
Gud har ændret det.
My passion is.
Min lidenskab er.
The desperation for one person.
Desperationen for et enkelt menneske.
And that person could be you.
Det kan være dig.
You.
Dig.
Certainly prepping. Desperation that your relationship with the Lord is so precious that you're missing nothing from that.
Desperationen efter at din relation til Herren er så dyrebar, så du ikke vil gå glip af noget som helst for det.
That you can be used and you, that you will be desperate to win the one.
At du også vil kunne blive brugt og være desperat efter at vinde den ene.
One of the things I've noticed, and Jutta is always telling me off about this.
En af de ting, jeg har lagt mærke til, og det nævner Jutta også for mig.
That, and it, I've noticed it more since I've come back to traveling after being home since April last year.
Jeg har lagt mere mærke til det, efter jeg begyndte at rejse igen, selvom jeg har haft en pause siden april sidste år.
And Preben noticed it last night.
Preben lagde mærke til det i går aftes.
Tired I get.
Hvor træt jeg bliver.
Tired, I get very tired now.
Jeg bliver virkelig
træt. I'm feeling very tired now.
Jeg er faktisk træt nu.
So I'm not saying it to make you sorry.
Jeg siger det ikke for at I skal have ondt af mig.
I'm saying it because I have a limited time to tell you.
Jeg har begrænset tid til at fortælle jer ting i.
I am desperate for this church.
Jeg er desperat for den her kirke.
To the fulfillment of all its promises.
At den skal komme ind i opfyldelsen af alle de løfter.
And when I bang my stick.
Når jeg banker stokken.
On the ground.
På jorden.
Things will be moved in the heavenlies.
Så vil tingene rykke sig i det åndelige.
And waters will begin to flow.
Og så vil vandet begynde at flyde.
And you will see new people come.
I vil se nye mennesker der kommer.
I have, well, I'm almost afraid to tell you how this place will be.
Jeg er næsten bange for at sige jer, hvordan stedet her bliver.
Because of time.
På grund af tiden.
But I promise you, if you allow the Lord to do what he wants to do here.
Men jeg lover jer, hvis I tillader Herren at gøre det han vil gøre her.
You will never be the same.
Så bliver I aldrig de samme.
This place will never be the same.
Dette her sted bliver aldrig det samme.
And so I'm taking that My wife used to say to me, Peter, you don't need to tell people you're a prophet.
Jeg ved ikke lige, hvordan jeg kan formulere det her. Min kone, hun sagde altid til mig, Peter, du behøver ikke sige til folk, du er profet.
And because of fear of her.
Fordi de var bange for hende.
I didn't used to say, well, I'm a prophet.
Plejede jeg ikke at sige, jeg er profet.
But the Lord is making me do things I'm uncomfortable with.
Men Herren får mig til at gøre nogle ting, som ikke bekommer mig så godt. Stampe i jorden.
So I'm ready.
Så jeg er klar.
But are you ready?
Men er I klar?
Are you ready to see changes made?
Er I klar til at se forandringer?
Because I tell you something.
Jeg vil godt sige noget til jer.
You are going to be in the minority. Of the congregation of this church.
I bliver mindretallet her i kirken.
That means.
Det betyder.
Or maybe you have 30 or 40 meeting regularly here.
Måske.
Or maybe more. I don't know how.
Måske skal der være en 30-40 regelmæssige møder her.
Or something like that on the regular. I don't know.
Jeg ved ikke hvor mange det kommer til at blive, men det bliver regelmæssigt.
But I promise you are going to be in the minority.
Men jeg lover jer, I bliver mindretallet her i kirken.
That's why it's important to have the right people serving in this place.
Det er derfor det er så vigtigt, at det er de rigtige der tjener på dette sted.
And you will need teams of people.
I har brug for teams af mennesker.
And don't think, oh, it's another job I've got to do.
Og så tænker I, så er der endnu en opgave, jeg skal gøre.
Because God will bring people in.
Nej, Gud han vil selv sørge for at bringe mennesker ind.
This building.
Denne her bygning.
Is going to be full time, 7 days a week.
Vi er fuld 7 dage om ugen.
Those kitchens are going to be used every day.
Køkkenet kommer i brug hver dag.
Are you ready for that?
Er I klar til det?
There are people who will be coming in here who will be transformed just walking through the door.
Der er mennesker, som kommer ind her, som vil blive forvandlet bare ved at gå igennem døren.
There will be there will be unspoken cries from people because they cannot express their words. They'll just cry out to God because of the presence in this place.
Der vil blive uudtalte råb fra mennesker. De kan ikke udtale med ord. De vil bare græde ind for Gud.
Let me ask you once again.
Lad mig spørge dig igen.
Do you know of any rocks inside of your world that's holding you back?
Kender du til nogen blokeringer af din kilde, der holder dig tilbage?
I'm not talking about hidden sins or anything like
that. Jeg taler ikke om skjult synd eller noget i den retning.
I've learned that God wants full surrender.
Gud han længes efter fuld overgivelse.
Well, now here's a challenge.
Her er udfordringen.
And Pastor Preben won't like this.
Pastor Preben vil ikke bryde sig om det.
Oh, I'm almost frightened to say it.
Jeg er bange for at sige
det. You think I should be brave?
Yes.
You may need to consider about moving in or moving on.
Du må overveje, om du skal flytte ind eller flytte videre.
And it doesn't just apply to this church.
Det har ikke bare med denne her menighed at gøre.
To other churches as well.
Det handler også om andre menigheder.
And don't think, I'm too old, I can't do anything.
Og der er nogen, den der tanke med, at jeg er for gammel, jeg kan ikke gøre noget.
I spoke to a woman today,
jeg talte med en kvinde i dag,
who prayed my wife through to death, where there was no pain and there was no sorrow.
Hun bad min hustru igennem til døden, hvor der ikke er sorg og ingen smerte.
And she didn't even know that my wife had died.
Hun vidste ikke engang, at min hustru var død.
She's God's secret weapon.
Hun er Guds hemmelige våben.
And God could use you even the way you are now.
Og Gud kan bruge dig præcis som du er nu.
God's going to send an unusual amount of young men into this church.
Gud vil sende en usædvanlig mængde unge mænd til denne kirke.
It will be more young men than it will be young women.
Der vil være flere unge mænd end der vil være unge kvinder.
And then God will bring about. Oh, it's going to be wonderful.
Det bliver simpelthen
vidunderligt. So what do you want to do?
Hvad vil I gøre ved det?
Are you ready for the stick?
Er I klar til?
Are you ready for this? Are you absolutely sure?
Er I sikker på, I er klar?
Are you sure? I'm not joking.
Yeah. Jeg laver ikke sjov med det.
Because it says, and in that day you will say, praise the Lord.
Fordi der står, på den dag skal I sige, tak Herren.
Are you ready for transformation?
Er I klar til forvandlingen?
Are you ready?
Er I klar?
Are you sure?
Er I klar? Okay. Er I sikker?
Even if there are only one or two of you.
Selvom der kun er en eller to af jer.
That's all it needs.
Så er det alt det, der er brug for.
One person that can change a nation.
En person kan forvandle et land.
Can change a nation.
En person kan forvandle
David
en hel nation.
Israel.
David forvandlede Israel.
Person
en person kan forvandle en nation.
A friend of mine, his mother lived next door to Mrs. Graham.
En af mine.
On the farm next door to Mrs. Graham in North Carolina, I think it was.
En af mine venner, hans mor boede dør om dør med fru Graham i and, North Carolina.
And she led Billy Graham's mother to the Lord.
Og hun ledte Billy Grahams mor til Herren.
And Billy Graham got saved through that ministry.
Og Billy Graham blev frelst gennem den tjeneste.
Because of one faithful person going next door and say, "Do you know Jesus?"
Millioner er blevet frelst, fordi der var en trofast, der gik til naboens dør og sagde, kender du Jesus?
I'm going to do something unusual now.
Sorry?
I'm going to do something unusual.
Jeg vil gøre noget usædvanligt.
Pastor Previn, can I have your permission?
Må jeg få din tilladelse? Ja. Yeah.
Then that is the key.
Det er nøglen.
That's what brings release.
Det er det, der forløser det.
By approval and by authority.
Gennem
that's what releases.
Anerkendelse og autoritet, det er det, der forløser det.
In fact, I'll do it on the platform. So you don't have to go outside.
Det vil jeg gøre op på platformen, så I ikke behøver at gå udenfor.
I try not to bang this too hard.
Jeg skal nok lade være at bange for hårdt.
Are you willing to change?
Er I parat til at blive forvandlet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you willing to say, Lord, whatever it takes, would you use me?
Er I parat til at sige, hvad det end kræver, så brug mig?
Are you willing to say, Lord, break my heart so I can have a compassion for others?
Er du klar til at sige, knus mit hjerte, Gud, så jeg kan have medlidenhed med andre?
Because it's no good preaching the word if you haven't got the love that applies it.
Det kan være lige meget med at prædike ordet, hvis ikke du har den kærlighed, der skal til.
Yeah.
Mm.
If you identify with that.
Hvis du kan identificere dig med det.
Who wants to join me?
Så hvem vil være sammen med mig?
If you identify with that, come on down.
Hvis du kan identificere dig med det her, så kom frem.
You come. And just because you don't come out, nobody's going to say, look, they're sitting down. Don't get up if you're not serious, please.
Lad være med at komme herop, hvis ikke du er alvorlig.
Whatsoever.
Der er ingen fordømmelse for dem, der bliver siddende.
It's no condemnation.
Der er ingen fordømmelse.
Because it's not about what you are agreeing to. It's what the prophet to Denmark is doing.
Det handler ikke om, hvad du gør, men hvad profeten, Danmarks profet, gør.
Are we ready?
Er I klar?
Amen.
Amen.
I need somebody to hang on to.
Yeah, you can hang
Ivan,
on me.
Ivan, please. Where's Ivan? Ivan, come here.
Ivan, come.
Yeah, I need somebody to hang on to.
Yeah.
Thank you. Amen. Are we ready?
Er vi klar?
Are we serious?
Er I klar til forvandling?
When you cast the nets out the last time, did they come in?
Da I kastede nettet ud, kom der så ikke også nogen? Ja.
And this is going to bring in the flood.
Her der kommer oversvømmelsen.
I've got to think about what I've got to say now. Oh, I'm getting desperate now. What do I say, Lord?
Herre, hvad skal jeg sige?
I'm just saying, okay. Yeah, I've got it. I know what I have today. Father, we come before you.
Far, vi kommer frem for dig.
And we just surrender ourselves to you.
Vi overgiver os til dig.
Lord, we want to serve you.
Herre, vi ønsker at tjene dig.
Lord, we acclaim you as our king.
Vi proklamerer, at du er vores konge.
Father, we come together now.
Far, vi kommer sammen nu.
Lord, we pray for a mighty move from you.
Vi beder om, at du vil bevæge dig mægtigt.
Lord, this is your season.
Herre, det er din tid nu.
And for Lord, as a prophet to this nation called by you.
Og Herre, som profet til denne nation kaldet af dig.
Lord, it's only a walking stick, Lord, but in your eyes, It's more powerful than lightning. It's more powerful than anything else.
Denne her spacerstok i dine øjne er den mere kraftfuld end lynet, end noget andet.
And now, Lord, we break the dam.
Og nu bryder vi digerne.
In the name of Jesus.
I Jesu navn. I Jesu navn.
Amen. Now, Father,
Amen. Far.
Let it flow.
Lad det flyde.
Let it flow.
Lad det flyde.
First upon us.
Kom.
First upon us. Lord, let it touch us.
Lad det røre os først.
Lord, let your spirit flow.
Lad din ånd flyde.
Lord, wash away
Herre,
the things vask in our lives that are not of you.
Vask det i vores liv, som ikke hører dig til.
Lord, our foot, wash away in our lives. Lord, make us right before you.
Rens det væk og gør os ret for dig. Så vi kan blive brugt af dig. Herre, vi beder dig. I Jesu mægtige navn. I Jesu mægtige navn. Halleluja.
Mm.
Vi priser dig. Ja, halleluja.
Heaven. I can have, yes.
Mm.